Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Indeed. Well, we do have our guest and Epiphania Chiko. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Zama. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing, ma'am?
I'm fine, thank you.
Lovely, lovely. Now, you know, someone once said, one thing you can't recycle is wasted time. You know, time is a precious resource, and every student has 24 hours in a day. As studying often involves meeting deadlines, how a student uses these hours is essential to achieving success, not just academically, but beyond. Now, I want to take a look at the importance of managing one's time, even as a learner. Now, Ms. Chiko, what are some of the biggest challenges that learners face in managing their time?
Maybe, Zama, before we get into the challenges that learners face when it comes to time management, we may also want to have an appreciation of what time management is. Mm-hmm. And when we talk of time management, we are just talking about one's ability to use time effectively and productively. Or maybe we can also consider the other definition that says time management is the process of planning and exercising conscious control of time spent on specific activities. So, like we have already highlighted, that students are highly involved in activities that have timelines, that is, deadlines, assignments, activities that possibly contribute to the work that they do. So you find out that in the modern era, students can have a challenge to manage their time because of friends, and sometimes because they will generally not be organized. Issues of the use of technology, if there is no mindful use of technology, for example, one may choose to watch TV instead of doing assignments. We talk of various platforms where people can watch either films, documentaries, etc. And then we can also have a scenario where one may fail to manage time because of things like phones. You know, one can be on WhatsApp, communicating with friends. Maybe they're on other applications, you know, where they will be entertained. Hence, they can then lose focus of the activities that they will be supposed to accomplish in a given time. So that is one of the challenges that students can face. Do you know that sometimes an individual may not have Let's look at maybe a university, a scenario where maybe students are staying in residence. An individual may not have anything. Maybe let's look at two individuals who are studying towards different programs. One may possibly have a less demanding program, and then they have a friend who has maybe a more demanding program. Do you know that this friend who will be in a class where the program is less demanding, because they may not have anything to do, they may actually choose out of boredom to go and spend their time with this friend who has a program that is so pegged. And because this is their peer, they may just decide, okay, let me hang around with my friend because they are here. And not knowing that this other friend has absolutely nothing to do. So it's a variety of dynamics that can contribute to students' failure to manage their time.
Yeah. Now, what would you say are some common time-wasting behaviors that you've picked up or noticed in learners?
The most common one, I think most students spend a lot of time on their phones and on applications that are purely entertaining more than, because when we look at various applications, you find out that there are certain applications that would provide, that are there as learning platforms, but students would rather be on platforms where they will be entertained more than learning. And sometimes students would want to hang out a lot and then procrastinate to do their work. For example, they can choose to go, maybe if there's a party on a Friday, they can choose to go and party, or maybe there's a party on a Sunday and they have an assignment that will be due on Monday. Ask a student any day, any time, they'll tell you they will choose the party and then come back and do the work. And then sometimes students believe that they work best under pressure, which may not necessarily be the case.
Mm. Yeah, and why is it important to cultivate time management skills at a much younger age?
There are quite a number of reasons or advantages of being able to manage time at a younger age. One, you create a culture where you are just someone who is conscious of how they spend their time. Number two, once that culture has been cultivated, one of the advantages is that when you can effectively use your time, chances that you will have mental health issues that would have been contributed to by an individual's failure to observe time or to keep time will be lessened. So in other words, I'm saying it can actually increase an individual's well-being, just being able to manage your time. It can also help in boosting an individual's confidence. You know, just being, when you can manage your time, what it means is you have your tasks well in time, you are less frustrated, you have usually your game at your fingertips, you're really, really on top of your games, or on top of your game when it comes to implementation and possibly executing things. The other thing is that you can be more productive if you learn to utilize your time early in life, because that culture will be with you. So you are highly productive. And usually time management also helps on focusing more than when you have a lot of pressure and you are all over the place and you really don't know which task to perform first, or because now you are overwhelmed by things as a student. You know, I there's a meme that I really like that is on TikTok, where a student is sitting on a bed and the bed is full of books, and they are reading for the exam that will be there tomorrow. And you know, they are just touching everything and they really look so confused. So you can imagine how then someone may not be able to focus on one thing, because you're touching this book, you're going to that one, you're realizing you don't know this topic, you want to read it, and you know, you're all over the place. So I think those are the advantages really of time management, and you accomplish much more when you are able to manage your time.
Now, after you have learned how to cultivate time management at a younger age, what is it that you can then do to improve time management skills? What strategies would you say then, you've established you are able to do it, but you need to improve it? Or is it a skill that just stays there, no need for improvement?
I think obviously With anything else in life, you may need to be constantly improving and looking at how you will be faring. I would want to give a typical example. I'm in my late 40s, right?
Mm-mm.
Growing up, we didn't have cell phones. We had landlines, and we would not go anywhere with those phones. So you find out that in terms of time that was spent on the phone, it was very minimal.
Mm-hmm.
It would depend largely on if you at all received any calls.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at now, we have our cell phones, which we carry everywhere. Now we have applications like WhatsApp, where we are constantly communicating with people, and we have other platforms where the social media platforms where we can access at any given time, mm-hmm. if we would want to. So if someone would then say there is absolutely no need for one to improve on their time use, then that person would not be in check with reality. So what am I saying? We have to constantly look at how we spend time depending on where we are and what will be happening around us at that particular time.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the strategies is that one may really need to take an audit of how they use their time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what is it that you're doing with your time? If there are any gaps in your time management,
mm-hmm.
then you may need to adjust and then adapt, because you will be aware of what is happening around you.
Mm-hmm.
Then the other thing that you may need to do as a way of improving your time management, or one of the strategies, when you realize that maybe you have gaps in terms of your time management, you may then need to improve on how you focus on certain things. For instance, you may just need to be focusing on one thing at a time. What is it that you have to do? One can then say they allocate maybe 25 to 30 minutes for a certain task, then they take a 5-minute break. It would depend on their capacity to focus on a component at a given time. So that would be one of the strategies. And then one can when you'll be practicing those things, you know, when you'll be saying, okay, I'll do this activity within 25 minutes, I'll stop for 5 minutes, or I'll do 30 minutes, stop for 5 minutes, and you realize that you would have executed your activities and tasks very well, you can then reward yourself. Maybe take a walk outside. Maybe you can enjoy a snack, you know, just to reward yourself so that you get motivated to stay on course. Also, what one may need to do, especially for students, you may also need to block the distractions. For instance, you may switch off your Wi-Fi if you're not using it for something that is meaningful. Or maybe you can switch off your applications, the ones that really distract you. And then you focus on what you would really have to be doing at that particular time. So I think those will be, and also be mindful of the people that you hang around with. What is it that you spend most of your time doing with those people? Will you be spending your time doing something that is productive? Or because remember we said time management speaks to the effective application of time in productive activities. So you sometimes have to check the kind of friends that you'll be having, and then consider if what you'll be doing with your friends will be productive. And if it's not, you may then need to either be very firm when your colleagues want to play and you want to play, want to hang around, and when you won't be having time to hang around with your colleagues. So that one is who then speak to the issues of peer pressure. So you have to be someone who can withstand peer pressure, really, if you are an individual who is in college.
Mm. Yeah. And lastly.
Yes, Zama.
Yeah. How can learners stay motivated and on track while facing challenges? I mean, we know that it is now exam time, and they could be really facing challenges from pressure, to exams being too close to each other, etc. There's many challenges. How can they stay motivated when they're facing challenges?
What I would want to encourage learners is, after having practiced everything that relates to time management, they mustn't doubt themselves. And above all, we are Christians, right? I think it's very important for young Christian students to affirm themselves by the word of God. Find maybe particular verses that speak to the situation of someone who's going through a test, and affirm yourself with those verses. I could give an example of the verses in Deuteronomy where the word of God says, I will be the head and I'm not the tail. You know, things like that. You wake up, you affirm yourself. Don't panic because it's exam time.
Mm-hmm.
If you have been hardworking enough, calm down, believe God that He will cause you to remember everything that you have learned if you would have been faithful. Because remember, the principle of life is you reap what you sow. So life does not depend on luck, but life works on principles. So I would really, really encourage students that they stay calm. Usually exams don't present new things to students. It may just be something that they would have learned and maybe questioned in a way that they may not be able to interpret. So in that case, maybe someone needs to calm down, breathe in deep, breathe out, breathe in deep, breathe out, and then close your eyes. Try to remember the things that you would have learned.
I've got a question that is coming up on the line before I leave you. The question says, is there any room for spontaneity, or does every single aspect of one's life need to be planned for?
Now that question depends on what an individual believes in. But I strongly believe in planning things, right? Where you have things clearly planned, and if the Lord will direct our paths, let the Lord direct our paths, but let us also have something that will be planned for, especially if it has to do with study. There may be circumstances which will be extraordinary, you know, something that is out of this world can happen. In that case, I believe God knows the bigger picture than we do. Mm. But honestly, I believe in planning. Plan. Live your life like, you know, like the world, like your life is extending towards whatever expiry date is on your forehead. And believe that God will help you with everything else, that with the eventualities of life. Mm-hmm. But planning is very, very important.
Yeah. Well, that's a quite a lovely point to leave it at. I must thank you so much for coming through, Epiphania. I do hope that you're going to have a great evening and keep warm.
Same with you, Zama. Thank you very much. Have a good evening, too.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.